Here Narad Muni concludes the explanation of the original question asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj. How is it that this ardent enemy of Lord, he has attained the position which is attained by great yogis of merging into the body of the Lord? And thus, this was the explanation. Jai Vijay, they came as Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, next birth, Ravan Kumbhakarn, and then in next birth, Shishupal Dantavakra. So it is they who have merged. And Prabhupada is explaining, Vaira Anubandhena, acting like Lord's enemy is also beneficial for the living entity. So then one may ask, why to become friend of Lord then? Let us be enemy only. So we are very good in fighting in material world. Loving anybody, serving, all these things are difficult. Yes. Fighting we can do with the Lord. Competition with the Lord anyway we are doing. Don't love Krishna, love me. Spend your time, energy with me. Focus on me. Everyone is willing to do that. So we are expert in this. So why let us advance in this path only, become enemy of the Lord? Fighting, we are all very expert. Even in Vaishnava community, we fight. So, why not advance in this discipline only? So, impersonalists, they do not have answer. They have, but they have other answer. So, when I was following impersonalism, so there also they asked that one who is enemy of Lord, he is reaching the same destination. And the devotee is reaching the same destination. Devotee means so much headache. Get up early in the morning, take cold water bath, eat only Krishna prasadam, that too simple prasadam. Then so many rules and regulations, better become enemy, no? Eat everything, eat non-veg, drink wine, do all crimes and fight with everyone, fight with Lord also and go back to Godhead. No rules, regulations, shastra vidhimu sarajya. So why take so much trouble? So we can become enemy if we are attaining the same end. So what is the answer? So they tell, yes, it is fact. You can attain the same position which enemy of Krishna is attaining by becoming a devotee. But the path of animosity, it is very painful path, they tell. And the path of devotee is very pleasant path. So apparently, externally, it may appear it is a nice path, break all the rules and regulations, but this is not fact. Those who break all the rules and regulations, they suffer like anything. So externally, we may see that, who was asking the other day, that I see that my friends, they appear to be enjoying. Many people, they ask. And I am following rules and regulations, I am unhappy, but that is not fact. Anybody who is not following rules and regulations, immediately they will be happy. But then there is a lot of distress in their life, immediately and in the long term also, they will suffer. So there is a lot of suffering in this path. But our philosophy is not impersonal philosophy, that the enemy and devotee will attain the same end. Will attain the same end means they will attain liberation. That is fact. Some very rare demons are there who also attain personal liberation. Otherwise, the demons get impersonal liberation. Impersonal liberation is no spiritual activity, simply liberation from material world. That is why very clearly it is mentioned here. What then is to be said of one who is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover? So there is extraordinary position awaiting for the people who engage positively, favorably in the service of Krishna. So when even enemy is given such a position, then what position awaits the devotee? We should just imagine. So that is why we should try to become devotee and rather very, very surrendered, very sincere devotee. The more sincere we are, the better is the position. So in spiritual life also, there are different positions. The more we become sincere, the better position is attained in the service of Krishna. And this is the only thing for which we should work hard. So thus we can see how even a person who is illiterate, who has no knowledge, But still, by reading these pastimes, which are very simple to understand, even very simple person, ordinary person in the Vedic culture can also understand that we are eternal and we are just migrating from one form to another. The fact which is not understood by even the most learned scholars, but a simple person can understand very easily that I am eternal. This life I have some form, in the next life I will get some other form. In this way I am changing the forms. Very easily one can understand how the happiness, distress of this life, it is fixed as per the activity of previous life or previous to that, or just like three births before, Jai Vijay, what is going to happen to them got fixed. They cannot change it. They are going to come here. What activities that they will do, that is fixed. Even Kashyap Muni was able to foresee. Yes, Diti, you have done a great mistake in the evening. Now great demons are going to come. These would be their activities. And this would be their end in the hands of Lord Vishnu. He was able to foresee. And not just this life. Their destiny got decided three lives ago. But for us, or for many others, it could be millions of years ago. Especially if we degrade to animal form of life or non-human species, then we have to wait for hundreds and thousands of lifetimes to come to human form. Then our destiny is fixed, not for two or three lives like them, but it is fixed for next hundreds and thousands of years. 8.4 million species are there. And if you transmigrate to any of the base species, then we have to wait for hundreds and thousands of lifetimes. So our destiny is fixed. After this, next birth will be insect. Next birth, bigger insect. Next birth, snake, reptile. Next birth, in this way, gradually becoming aquatics, trees, animals. For hundreds and thousands of births, we cannot do anything. So people talk of lifetime opportunity. It is some very rare chance. Do not miss this event. If we can just imagine how rare is this human form which we have got. It is not lifetime, it is once in thousands of lifetimes opportunity. So any person can understand that destiny I cannot change. My happiness and distress, labhyate dukhvat anyata sukham, kalena sarvatra gabhir ramhasa. Just like misery comes to us without working for it. Nobody works for misery. Similarly, happiness also comes on its own without working for it. We cannot change happiness and distress. It is fixed. So any person can understand this. And thus he remains very peaceful. For this life is not all in all. Even if there is suffering, I cannot change it. I have to tolerate. And Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Tam Sitikshasva Bharata, you have to tolerate. There is no solution to your misery. You have to learn to tolerate. If you don't tolerate, you will take unnecessary more anxiety, increase your misery. So Krishna has told Titiksha, you have to tolerate. Misery cannot be. Nobody is out of misery in this world. You have to tolerate. There is no solution. You cannot be happy. But when a devotee realizes that I am eternal and this life is simply a role play, then he becomes happy. On spiritual platform, you can be happy. I have taken a role here. If we take any role in a drama, we don't become sad because of those roles. Similarly, this is only a role which I am playing, of a rich man, of a poor man, intelligent, dull, very smart, very ugly, very fit, very diseased, young or old, it does not matter, man, woman, neuter, it does not matter. I am just playing a role. I have taken this form, as per this form I am acting. I will change the role. So when a devotee comes to the spiritual position, that is called Brahma Bhuta, then he becomes happy. Otherwise, as long as we don't come to this position, the world remains dukhalyam. We have to tolerate. Till then, there is no solution. So thus, this is very, very rare chance, we can imagine. For thousands of lifetimes, we were not given any freedom. Thousands of lifetimes, it is fixed. You will become a rat, then a snake will come, it will eat you. You cannot do anything. Remain fearful, do particular activities, finish. Next life, you take that form. In this way, helplessly, that is why in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Labdhva so durlabham, idam bahu sambhavante. Durlab means something which is rare to be attained. And sudurlab means something which is very, very rare. Sudurlabham, idam, this human form of life, bahu sambhavante. Sambhavante means after becoming so many living entities here, taking so many forms. After that, Sambhavante, we have attained this human form, Manushim. Arthadam, Anityam Apiha Dhiraha. We have got this human form of life, which is Arthadam, which is very, very valuable. Extremely valuable. One can solve all the problems of life for good, permanently, in this form of life. So that is why it is very valuable. In other form of life, you cannot do anything to mitigate your distress permanently. But in human form of life, we can do zero problems in our life. Zero worry, zero anxiety, zero pain in our life, we can attain this position. But again, the next word is Anityam. It is temporary. It will not stay always. Do not think I have got this human form of life. I have got unlimited time. So it is told, it is Anityam. Arthadam Anityam. Apiha Dhiraha. Therefore, those who are sober persons, who are wise, what they should do? Tunam Yateta Napatet Anumrityu Yavan. Because it is temporary, Anityam, it will fall to death at any time. Anumrityu Yavan. So before death comes, what we should do? Yateta. Yateta means endeavor. We should endeavor. Nishreyasaya, for gaining the topmost liberation. Vishaya khalu sarvata syat. But no, I want to enjoy material objects. So it is told material objects will be available in every life. Vishaya khalu sarvata syat. There is no dearth. If you don't attain liberation, you will come back. You will keep on coming back. So there is no dearth. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending will continue. But in this form of life, please try. In other forms, you cannot do anything but sense enjoyment. So if at all you are attached to sense enjoyment, if you don't get liberation, you will get unlimited chance. Vishaya khalu sarvata syat. Sense enjoyment, eating, mating, sleeping, defending will be available in all forms of life. So you are not losing anything. But in human form of life, this form of life, not engage in those same activities. But this should be meant for nishreyasaya, for gaining the topmost liberation. And for this, we should, very important word which is used is yateta. What is the meaning of yateta? I told? Endeavor. Endeavor means very rigorous work. So for this, we should make plans. For this, we should work very hard. For this, we should apply all our energies. We have to endeavor. Spiritual advancement also does not come on its own. When I have to show one sincerity, Prabhupada tells in the beginning, there will be so many troubles. Maya's business is to keep us in illusion. When we try to advance, so many difficulties will be there. It will be very disturbing. One will think, I cannot do Krishna consciousness. But if a person has dhairya, patience, perseverance, even if I fail, I will try again. So with perseverance, if a person is patient, one is determined, then one makes advancement. Maya will create so many disturbances. These are tests. As soon as I am determined to follow nicely, then Maya will create, first of all, doubts. What is this Krishna consciousness? It is not logical. It is not fact. So many difficulties. Mind will create, body will create, others will create. But yateta, one has to endeavor. So this endeavor must be done. The spiritual life, if we don't endeavor, we are not working hard. Just like how much we work hard to gain some material position, similar or much more sincere attitude of endeavoring, working very hard is required for spiritual advancement. And that is why the word used is turnam. What is the meaning of turnam? Turnam yateta. Turnam means? What could be the meaning? Turnam yateta. This kind of yateta endeavor should be done. Turnam. Yes? Greater. Little. No. So much is required to do. Yes. Turnam means immediately, with great haste. We should immediately endeavor, and with great haste, because this life is temporary. So with great haste, just like people want to become, children are getting depressed. I am 20 and I am not millionaire yet. Say this person in another part of the world, he has become a millionaire in 20 years. I'm just earning few thousand dollars. So he's in depression. He could not become a millionaire by 20. This is the result of connectivity. Earlier, there was competition in your gully and street, or maybe in your small town and village. Now there is international competition. So now everybody is competing internationally. International pressure is there. So turnam yateta, we are working with great haste. In 20 years, I should become millionaire. 30 years, I should retire. That is your plan. Then I will enjoy. Nobody is happy in material life. Materialists also think, when can I retire and enjoy? But that enjoyment never comes. So just like the materialist is working with great haste, I want to attain this as soon as possible, this position. Similarly, one should work with great haste to attain spiritual position. The strong desire and attempt, work should be there. There will be opposition. We have to show sincerity, endeavor, persevere, and thus counter this opposition. Turnam yatet na patet anumrityu yavan. Before death comes, with great haste we should work to attain this nishreyasaya, topmost spiritual perfection. This attitude is required. Otherwise, in material life, happiness, distress is fixed. We cannot do much. But in spiritual life, we can do everything. Complete freedom is there. And unfortunately, even the most learned people do not have this knowledge of transmigration, that we are eternal. I can attain my eternal position. Anyway, so what is the process? How should we endeavor to attain spiritual perfection? What are we supposed to do that? The processes? In this age? Yes? Sankirtan, yes. Simple process is there, that is Sankirtan. The Sankirtan will help us attain topmost perfection. Kaler dosh nidhe rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtana dev krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. Simply by doing Krishna kirtan, we attain the topmost position. But one must have very strong faith in this statement. This is very much required. Faithfully one has to do Sankirtan, and Sankirtan will bring all perfection in life. So with faith, and there is a unique way in which Sankirtan should be done so that we can attain perfection. And what is that unique way? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains. In this way Sankirtan should be done to attain love of Godhead. What is the way? Yes? How should we do Sankirtan? We are doing Sankirtan, but it appears not to be working very effectively. So how we should do Sankirtan? Yes? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, in this way it should be done. Ashtesh knows everything. Very nice. Yes. So this is explained in Antya Leela, 20th chapter. There are 20 chapters. So in the last chapter of Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned. So we should all read this. It is very beautiful. Shikshashtakam has come from there only. The name itself is Shikshashtakam prayers of last chapter. So these 8 verses Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed. So Mahaprabhu, he explains very nicely. So first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the 11th verse, Mahaprabhu gives great guarantee. So all the impediments which are there in our devotional service, which don't let us advance, they are called anarthas. Anartha nivritti is required. So Mahaprabhu gives guarantee here. Naam sankirtana haite sarva anartha nash sarva shubhodaya Krishna premera ullas. Simply by chanting holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told simply, Prabhupada has used this word, simply. Simply means not anything else. Simply. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. Nothing else is required. Simply. Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarva Anartha Nash. All the anarthas will be destroyed. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be free from all undesirable habits. Undesirable habits don't let us awaken to Krishna consciousness. They create all the troubles in the body and confusions in the mind. But one can be freed from it simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. And thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next he speaks the first verse of Shikshashtakam. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. So when we chant, do Sankirtan very nicely, then what happens? Cheta darpana marjanam, the mirror of the heart is cleansed. And then what happens? Bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam, the great forest fire of material existence. We are burning now, everybody is burning in this world. So this fire burns us in three ways. Which are the three ways? Tritapa yatana. They are adidevik, adibhautik, adhyatmik. The troubles created by mind and body, the troubles created by other living entities, troubles by supernatural problems. Tritapa yatana. These are the three ways in which a living entity is burning. And all this burning goes away when the heart is cleansed by chanting. Bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam. So simply by this chanting it happens. So this is the first verse. Then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells in verse number 20. So 20 through 26 Mahaprabhu explains how this chanting should be done. Ye rupe laile nama prema upajaye tahar lakshana shuna swarup ramaraye. So chanting of Hare Krishna mantra has got two effects. Which are the two effects? Of course, it can give many things. It can give you material benefits and everything. But what a transcendentalist should aspire for? So one is liberation. Liberation is very, very difficult to attain. That is why the Gopal Brahmana, who was tax collector, when he was discussing in the assembly of Hiranya Majumdar, Govardhan Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, so they were discussing on the significance of holy name. They organized a meeting that let us discuss the significance of chanting holy name. So they had employed a tax collector. He was a Brahmana, Gopal his name was. And then they all started discussing, holy name is so nice, it can bring you liberation, devotees told. As it is told in the Skanda Puran, Sakrit Uccharitam Yena. Sakrit means once. Uccharitam means pronounce. Sakrit Uccharitam Yena. If a person pronounces, chants only once, Harir Iti Akshara Dvayam, the two Aksharas, two syllables, Hari, then what happens? Baddha Parikarastena Mokshaya Gamanam Prati. His all bondage is destroyed by doing what? Once chanting Hari. That's it. This is the potency of the holy name. Simply by chanting Hari. Baddha parikarastena, one gets freedom from freedom from material bondage. Mokshaya gamanam prati, attains liberation. Singh trastar mriga riva, all the sinful activities run away, just like the deers run away by the roaring of tiger. All the sinful activities run away by this chanting. Like this, they were glorifying holy name. But then Haridas Thakur told, no, this is not the glory of holy name. Well, no, so you please tell, what is the glory of holy name? Then he told, this liberation from this material world, for this holy name is not meant for this. This is attained simply by the glimpse of awakening of the chanting of holy name. A glimpse of awakening of chanting of holy name will bring one to the point of liberation. So when Gopal heard this, he became agitated. So he was impersonalist Brahman. So he told, what are you telling, sentimentalist? Look, what he's telling, simply by chanting, simply by getting the glimpse of the awakening of holy name, one will get liberation. Do you know what is liberation? After many, many thousands of lifetimes of executing severe penances and austerities, still one may not attain liberation. That is liberation. After executing very strict austerities and penances for many, many lifetimes, one does not get liberation. It is so difficult. And he's telling how sentimental he is. Simply by glimpse of awakening of holy name, you'll get liberation. So if what you are telling is not fact, then your nose should fall off. It should fall off. So Haridas Thakur told, yes, let my nose fall off if what I'm speaking is not correct. So when they heard this insult of Haridas Thakur, all the people became very agitated. They removed him from the job, threw him out of the assembly. And in next 3 days, Gopala's nose fell off. So thus people could recognize the position of Haridas Thakur, how exalted he is. So Vaishnava Aparad, very dangerous. Immediately it comes as a reaction. So his nose fell off. So when we chant the holy name, simply by the glimpse of awakening of name of Krishna, one gets liberation. So thus Prabhupada tells, but this is not the real effect of chanting. So simply if mechanically a person chants very, very attentively, very nicely, one will get liberation. One will be freed from the material miseries. So if we are not getting freedom from material miseries, means we are not even mechanically doing proper chanting. Even mechanically, if we chant nicely, it will surpass the effect of whatever meditations people perform outside. So if we don't feel peace of mind, if we don't get immediate result by chanting, then we are not doing even mechanically good chanting. Otherwise, chanting brings immediate result also, immediate relief also. Without any understanding of Krishna, without chanting pure name, one will get freedom from all material misery simply by mechanically, attentively chanting and hearing very nicely. However, so at least we should see at which platform I am chanting. However, freedom from material misery is far from the real effect of the holy name for which a person engages in service of this wonderful incarnation of Krishna. And what is that real effect? That is love of God. This love of God is the real result for which one chants. And how to get this? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains here. And what is that? Ye rupe laile nama prema upajaye tahara lakshana shuna swarup rama raye. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. So very easily dormant love for Krishna would be awakened. So again, we have to mark the words very carefully. The words which are used are awaken dormant love for Krishna. It is not that we have to develop love for Krishna. We have to awaken the love. We already have love of God. We have forgotten. A person who has lost his memory does not recognize his family members, does not feel love for them. That is our situation. Being forgetful of our real identity, we have forgotten love for Krishna, but it is there in the heart. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha sadhya kabunaye shravanadi shujja chittete karaye udoye. It is awakened in the heart by chanting and hearing. Otherwise, it is love for Krishna is there in the heart. So you cannot artificially awaken love. It is not possible. That is why in this material world, nobody is able to love anybody. Because it is not possible to love anybody artificially, to surrender your life artificially. Unless we have this dormant love for Krishna, artificially it cannot be done. So as one couple was explaining, they are influencers. They tell others how to have a good married life. And it is great cheating because a devotee is close to them and he knows how messed up their married life is. But they have become influencers telling others. Their views don't match. Mataji wants to chant. Husband is totally against. She cannot call devotees to her place. So she tells, please come to my parents' place. There we'll do chanting. And she wants to chant very nicely. Family is good. Mother side, I mean parents. So they are not going well. But they have become influencers teaching others. How to have, if this is the way people are. That is why it is called cheating. You are not happy, you are depressed, you are inspiring others, you can be happy. It is easy. And then you are telling others how to do it. So then they are talking with another influencer that how to make it work, the relationship. So he is telling there should be surprises always. There should be freshness in relationship. So what do you mean by surprises? What surprise can be given? So the positive surprise he tells, of course. So what positive surprise you can give? So he tells there should be positive surprises, positive changes, like you shift to a new location, shift to a new city. This positive surprise in relationship. So it will work. And then you pick up a new job, new kind of business, this positive surprise. And in this way, he's telling, in this way, there should be always positive surprises in a relationship that will keep it fresh. Or have a baby, positive surprise. In this way, your relationship will continue. So many artificial ways and means they want, because they know there is no freshness in this mundane relationship. Nothing in this world stays. There is some love, but that love also does not stay on material platform. So thus artificially, they want to bring some surprise to sustain, to do it. But in Krishna consciousness, no surprise. Same deities, you go in front of them. You wear the same dress every day of the same color. And you meditate on the same lotus feet. You chant the same mantra. And the relationship is always fresh. And the freshness increases. This is called the Brahma Bhuta platform. How do we understand I am Brahma Bhuta? Prabhupada explains. There is always freshness. When we engage in the service of Krishna, Krishna situated in the heart of the devotee, he makes entire world appear fresh to the devotee. So everything is very fresh when a devotee is on even the Brahma Bhuta platform. And of course, Krishna's name, form, activities, pastimes, they always appear fresh. No surprise, the same things we repeat. Same Hare Krishna, same tune, same songs we repeat. And there is freshness. So thus, this love is not possible to practice artificially. Love is only possible for Krishna. In this world, we cannot love anybody. And just see, the greatest of materialists are not able to understand. There is no question of love. Prabhupada explains, this marriage is not the question of that you will get love. No, marriage is agreement. We'll serve together Krishna nicely. That's it. It is an agreement that we'll serve Krishna together. There is no question of love. It is only skin deep love. Your love of life. If you would have met him or her without the skin, what would be the position of that love? Or burned skin or diseased skin. Was it possible? No. It would never have been possible to enter so-called love. So it is only the skin which is keeping the love intact. So skin was disconfigured, misconfigured. No skin, very horrible. No question of love. So it is only business. It is agreement. And why do people tell, I love you, you love me? People are seeking love in life. The simple sense is not awakened. Where is love here? I am seeking business. Mutual satisfaction. Yes, we should agree to do business nicely. I will do business only with you in this life. Agreement. That we should try to do nicely, but we should not think it is love. There is no question of love. Of course, on spiritual platform, yes. Then we can actually love Prabhupada tells. If you want to love your family, you want to love your nation, you want to love your pets, animals, it is possible on spiritual platform. Then we see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. Then we can love. So only a devotee can actually love his family. Devotee can actually love his nation. Devotee can love anybody, everybody. Because he sees everyone as not different from Krishna. Otherwise, there is no question of love. So the love is there for Krishna, dormant in our heart. That is why the devotees are able to follow it, surrender their lives, and always experience freshness. Artificially, it is not possible. So it is awakened very simply. So Mahaprabhu is telling, now, O Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai, hear from me the symptoms of how one should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu gives this beautiful verse which Ashtesh has mentioned. Trinadapi suni chena taro riva saishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree and who does not expect personal honor but is always prepared to give all respect to others can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Kirtaniya Sadahari. So always chanting has to be done. Before this, Mahaprabhu explains, Khaite shoite yatha tatha naam laye. Khaite shoite. Even while eating and sleeping, one who is able to chant, he attains all perfection of life. So Kirtaniya Sadahari is required. Khaite shoite. Even while eating, even while sleeping. Yatha tatha naam laye. And who is able to do this Kirtaniya Sadahari? Tranadapi sunichena. Taror iva sahishnuna amani na manadena. Uttam haya apana ke man trinadhama dui prakare sahishnuta kare virksha sama. These are the symptoms of one who chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Although he is very exalted, he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground. And like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways. He thinks himself lower than grass in the ground, does not expect any honor. So thus, this is very important. This is called humility. Humility means not being anxious to get the satisfaction of being honored by others. Thus, in this material world, the most so-called gentle person is also not gentle and humble because we are always seeking honor. Anybody does not respect us, we become offended. With the family members also, what to speak of outsiders. We always think I should be respected. And this is our disease. Because of this, we suffer. So grass does not offer, does not expect any respect. Yes, you trample me. I will give pleasure to your feet. I will not hurt you. This is called humility. So as I was discussing why, there is no time to chant in here. Why there is no time? Because we are working very hard so that we can get honor in this world. Yes. I want good position, good rank, good money, power, influence in society so that I can get respect. And this is the disease. So that is why devotees should not compete with the materialists who are nothing but having an animalistic life. Who competes with animals? Animal only, correct? Women compete with women. Men compete with men. Yes. What is the name of very famous tennis player, women? Sania Mirza, okay. If she competes with Roger Federer, then she cannot win. But among women, she could be best. Or what is that? Williams, Serena Williams. They could be best. But with men, they cannot. So men compete with men. Women compete with women. And animals compete with animals. So if you are competing with materialists, then we are also materialist or animal. Animal platform. So devotees should not fall for this competition. We should find a simple, as I discussing with a devotee, very stressful for job. I told this, just see, our guard in the society, such nice job he has. Entire day he is free with a smartphone. Entire day. Always he is there like this. Night you go, he is watching. Morning you get up, we go down for chanting, he is watching. In between he will open the gate, he'll turn on the pump, put some water pipe to water the garden, an entire day, very free. So just see, if devotee becomes guard, entire day he can hear Bhagavatam. Morning to evening, night, continuously he can chant, he can hear. There is no problem. So thus maintenance is very easy. Bus, oh, I am guard. How can I be guard? I am educated. How can I do? So this is our disease. We want respect. And this disease is the gajar for which we keep on running entire life. We are never satisfied. So much trouble for this carrot. We are never satisfied, how much ever we get. Otherwise, life is very simple. So this is the way we should live our life. Just maintain 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of work. Maximum 8 hours we should do. Otherwise, save time for chanting and hearing. Simply by chanting and hearing, all the material miseries will be resolved and we'll get love of Godhead. But humility should be practiced. Humility means not expecting any respect in this material world. As long as we are working hard to have some respectable position in this world, we will not be able to chant. No love of Godhead. We will remain suffering. So that is why with humility one should chant. So we should not compete with materialists. As per our destiny, whatever work we can do very easily for maintenance of body, always we should have time, quality time for chanting, hearing and preaching. And then we see life is blissful. And this we can see in the life of Jainandhari Prabhu, who is called the first saint of ISKCON. And Prabhupada told, I am proud of my disciple. And when he left his body, Prabhupada told, he has gone back to Godhead. He was a very qualified mechanical engineer, West. That time engineering itself was rare. And he was mechanical engineer. And what job he was doing? Taxi driver. Can we imagine a mechanical engineer from a good university doing the job of taxi driver? Very intelligent, very learned, very humble, very well qualified, very good looking, all good qualities, but taxi driver. So thus it is very, very important. And thus tremendous advancement he made, extraordinary advancement. In few years went back to Godhead. He left his body very soon, just came in touch, went back. But humble, not caring about. So that is why Mahaprabhu is telling, in this way chanting should be done. So we should see how much I am humble, how much away I am from this tendency of getting respected and honored in this world. So like the grass and like the tree, trinadapi sunichena, humility and tolerance is also required. Okay, I am humble, people tell, but then people will bully me. Yes, I am humble, I am simple, then people will do this thing. So then there is tolerance which is required. And tolerance should be practiced like tree in two ways. Which are the two ways? Mahaprabhu explains. He tolerates everything like a tree in two ways. Vriksha yena kati leha kichu na bolaya. Shukaya mai leha kare pani na magaya. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. And even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. So somebody is doing such great offense as cutting down, does not protest. Well, how is it possible? No, it is possible. We can see in the life of great devotees, as they were attempted to be killed, but they did not protest. Of course, this is very advanced platform. We should not imitate. This body belongs to Krishna. We must defend it. But otherwise, ideal platform is this. We should aspire one day to reach this platform. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur, not at all protesting. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. So at least if somebody is not behaving nicely with us, offending us, and we can try to tolerate. At least this much is expected from us. Now the way we are trained is, oh, he does not behave nicely, she does not behave nicely, you also don't behave nicely, tit for tat. No, that is not that. We tolerate. So entire world has got a different training. And what to speak of with materialist? Husband and wife are educated. Don't listen to husband, don't listen to wife. And one famous so-called spiritual leader, he is criticizing that when they go for a match, for marriage, then the parents, they glorify their daughter. Our daughter is like a cow. Hindi mein bolte hain, gaay ke jaise hamari beti. So he's criticizing. Gaay bol rahe hain usko, gaay bana ke rakha hai. Women also should be vocal. They should be. Jangli bhaas bana do. Any from animal to animal, cow is better animal. So yes, this is the way we should behave. We should be humble. So when you cannot tolerate your life partner, whom will you tolerate? So this is the education which people are giving. Don't listen to your parents, they are telling. Your life choice should be yours. Your career should be as per your choice. Marriage should be as per your choice. This is totally against Vedic culture. We should always listen to our parents as long as they are not giving any instruction against Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is adharma. We will go to hell. People do not know this. Always one should follow. It does not matter. They are telling logical thing, illogical thing. We should always abide by their instruction. Unless, of course, it is against Krishna consciousness, this dharma. So anyway, so this tolerance, not it for that, it is very wrong policy, but one should tolerate. Tree is cut down, it does not protest. And even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. Even if drying up, it does not tell, give me some water. It will keep on standing. Somebody comes and gives water, it is okay. If they don't give water, that is also okay. No expectation at all of any nourishment. But even though it is not expecting water, it does another wonderful thing. What is that? Ye ye magaye tare deya apana dhana. Gharma vrishti sahe anera karaye rakshana. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers and whatever it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. It will not ask water, it will not never ask anything, no expectation from others. Even if it is drying, tree will never call, give me water. It will never ask for personal care, but it is always caring for others. Yet it gives shelter to others. It tolerates scorching heat. He is tolerating all the scorching heat. For whom? For others. Who might snatch its leaves, twigs, fruits, might never have watered him. But still, it does not matter whether somebody has water, given water to tree or not. Still, tree will give shelter tolerating the heat to that person, to anybody and everybody. Tree delivers its fruits, flowers and whatever it possesses to anyone and everyone. He does not tell, you did not give me water, why should I give fruit to you? No. To anyone and everyone, it gives its fruits and flowers. That is the result of its tolerating the scorching heat of the sun, of standing there for a long time. The fruits, flowers, it gives to anyone and everyone. Uttamahaya Vaishnava Habe Nirabhiman Jive Sammana Dibe Jani Krishna Adhishthan. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. So although he does not expect any respect for himself, he gives respect to everybody. Understanding that Krishna is living in the heart of everyone. Ei matahaya yai Krishna nama lae, Shri Krishna charane tara prema upajaye. If one chants the holy name of Lord Krishna in this manner, he will certainly awaken his dormant love for Krishna's lotus feet. So thus it is very important that we pay attention. This verse is so important, Prabhupada told. Mahaprabhu also told, it should be worn on your neck always. This verse, Trinavati Sunichena, Taroriva Saishna, Amani Namanadena, Kirtaniya Sadari. Humbler than grass, tolerant than tree, not expecting any honor for oneself and giving all respect to others. Such a person can always chant the holy name and attain lotus feet of Krishna, love for lotus feet, without delay. So thus we should be very careful. We are very stuck. So sometimes as a devotees, we understand these instructions, but it is difficult to implement this humility. We keep on competing with materialists. There is no time, we tell, no time for chanting and hearing, what to speak of preaching. And then we continue with the anxieties. We are not even able to have the peace of mind to do even mechanical chanting nicely. Even mechanical chanting, morning and evening, we do very nicely. Immediately, we are freed from all the distresses of life. There cannot be distress even by mechanically good chanting and hearing. So we should always have time. Just maintain our body in some way. Don't worry about having any honor. Just chant and hear very nicely in association of devotees every day and preach. And then you see how nicely life would become blissful in no time. Krishna consciousness is not a very, very time-taking process. Immediately, Prabhupada says, there is a result. Immediately, we will see. Not that we have to wait for months and years. No, immediately, if we follow, then we see the result. So life becomes very blissful. So in this way, one should chant. Mahaprabhu has given the instruction. So with faith, we should chant the holy name, all the anarthas will go away and we attain nishreyasaya perfection. So with this, we will end. Any questions? Online, do we have any questions? So the question is, in Vrindavan there is famous Babaji. I have told about him indirectly in previous classes. Is this Sampradaya authorized? Please explain. So this I have explained very directly. It is not authorized. So that is why we should not go by name and fame. People become famous for various reasons. We should try to follow the authorized path, taking help of the Shastras. So the question is, there is a very famous celebrity who is born without limbs, hands and legs, and he is being served by his wife. So how to understand? So what is the understanding we want to have? How there is love? They want to ask. Yes. So the question is, there is no beauty apparently, and we discussed that how this service is going on. Of course, with all respects to everyone, I do not know who the person is who is being talked about, but you can go and ask them. They will also not be satisfied in their relationship. So this service can be going on. So I don't want to comment on any relationship, but even though the person might not be having hands and legs, but he's very famous. So there is fame, there is money, and there are so many other things. Stephen Hawking also was not very attractive, but his wife was very attractive. Usually men are not attractive. They are rich and wives are attractive. So there is some exchange. So like this, there is always exchange. It is not possible that anything is happening in this world without any exchange. So I'm not offending. Please don't take it in that manner. But that is the way this material world functions. It is not possible to indulge in any relationship without any exchange. So you can ask them. There must be some exchange. And despite the exchange, there must be dissatisfaction. It is not possible that there is no exchange and there is satisfaction. So the question is, in corporates, if we are humble, we will get exploited. So how do we manage such situation? So for this, that is why we give training. Our institution is there to train how to practice this humility. This is a good question. And thus we see Srila Prabhupada also. He was very vigilant. Even one paisa should not be wasted here and there. So, and people who were trying to extract extra money, Prabhupada was over smart. So once Prabhupada, he went, and yes, it was, I think, about that Fisher Mansion in Detroit, the famous temple. It was extraordinary, beautiful place which we purchased. And when Prabhupada had this, Prabhupada was expert in bargaining. So Prabhupada took that place for a very low price. And the next day, the people report him that the owner of the property, he's coming and he's snatching, taking out all the fixtures and everything, all the fittings. Because there were Italian fittings and marbles and furniture and everything was extraordinary. So he told Prabhupada, he has sold the place to you, but he's taking out all those things now. So Prabhupada tells, you know, every room here is worth the price of entire property. But Prabhupada told, I'm a Bengali boy. So Prabhupada was very humble but very expert. He will not let anybody put eye on Krishna's property, get cheated or do anything. So yes, devotee will not allow to get exploited, because this body belongs to Krishna. Our energy resources, which are so-called, people think they belong to them, devotee knows it also belongs to Krishna. So nobody can cheat a devotee like this. So for this, you can please get trained how to practically implement this humility under guidance of devotees. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So the question is that demons, what kind of liberation they get? They go into Brahma Jyoti or they also get love of God? So there are few rare cases like here. One case was of Jay and Vijay. They are anyway in love of God, so they attained that. There are other cases also like Putna, she attained Kansa, they attained personal liberation. But these cases are very, very rare, Prabhupada explains. Sometimes it happens that even from Brahma Jyoti, some rare souls, they get promoted to Vaikuntha. And demons also get personal liberation, but it is very, very, because Krishna is independent in his desires. So he thought, Putna is poisoning me, but nevertheless, I have sucked her breast, so she is my mother. So Krishna is so nice, he takes positive side, even though it could be insignificant. So Krishna gave position of mother to Putna. So because Krishna is independent, he can give anybody any position. But generally, the demons get impersonal liberation, and personal liberation, love of God is only meant for devotees. With this, we will end. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.